would, I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Galatians, the third chapter. Now, Apostle has been endeavoring and laboring all week to get us to understand how easy it is to live a supernatural life. This morning, we're going to discover what is stopping you from having a supernatural life. And it's very simple. See, one of the things about God is it is the job of the Holy Spirit to take us into the deep things of God.
Yes, sir.
So that means we don't have to be deep on our own.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So that means education doesn't matter.
Yes.
Come on, listen at me.
Right.
Education doesn't matter. What level of education you have, if you say, let me say it that way, what level you have, it doesn't matter the color of your skin.
That's right.
It doesn't matter your nationality.
That's right.
It doesn't matter where you are,
yes, sir,
or who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It is not your job to be spiritually deep.
Right.
It's your job to allow the Holy Spirit to take you deep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that means the playing field has been leveled.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so this morning we're going to find out what it is that's stopping us from having a consistent supernatural life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Consistent. Apostle said last night, he talked about, I'm trying to remember what he said, in a moment,
mm-hmm,
not the next month.
Right, right.
Thank you, Lord.
My expectation is for the moment. That's what it is. My expectation for the moment.
Yeah.
See, my expectation for the supernatural is at the moment.
Yeah.
I have to realize that it's not my job, watch this, to go into the supernatural on my own.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Thank you, all right, Holy Spirit. Before we go to Galatians 3:13, go to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Watch this. First Corinthians, the second chapter. Verse 10.
Yeah.
But God had revealed them unto us, and I'm reading like this on purpose because I'm going to go back to the ninth verse, but I want you to see how these things are revealed. But God has revealed them unto us by his
Spirit.
And my Bible is capitalized. What about yours?
Yes.
That means the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
For the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea. So I don't have to worry about going deep. I can be led there. And I go back to Galatians 3:13 because there is a mindset that you must have. Because in Galatians 3:13, are you there yet? What it says? Christ
and redeemed from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Christ has redeemed us. Now, I seem like I'm going over elementary things, but I need you to see this because sometimes it's the simple things that we miss that cause us not to go deeper.
Right.
We make things too complicated.
Right.
Christ had redeemed us. Now, what did Christ redeem us from? The curse of the law. Let's make it even plainer. Go to Genesis. I'm going to use a scripture Bishop used because it emphasizes it so well. Genesis, the second chapter, verse 19.
Yeah.
Now, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Redeemed means put us back in a former position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Put us back in a former position. Now, just because we've been put back in a formal position, If we don't realize that former position, then we're not going to look no different than the world system. All right, you hear that? You see that? Because remember what I said? It's not your job to be D.
Right.
It's your job to be led to the D.
Yes, sir.
So here it is in Galatians, the second chapter, verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now, this is before the tree, before they ate off the tree.
Yes, sir. Right.
He was so in tune with God.
Yeah. Come on.
Now, that's your former position.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's your former, that's what you were redeemed back to.
Yes,
so I need you to understand this. That's what you was redeemed back to. Now that we know, watch this, Galatians 3:13. Now that we know what we've been redeemed back to, we were redeemed back to how Adam and Eve behaved before the tree.
Yes, sir.
All right? So watch this. Before the tree, it wasn't based on how much Adam knew. It wasn't based on, thank you, Holy Spirit. It wasn't based on his education.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
Because the education system didn't exist. It wasn't based on the color of his skin, because it wasn't but one color.
Yeah.
And don't nobody know what it is. Everybody claiming they know what it is, but you wasn't there. You don't know what it was. You wasn't there. You don't know. I love it. Nobody don't know that. So we can't talk about color skin. We can't talk about education. Christ redeemed us because he died on the cross. He put us back in the position. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He put us back in the position that Adam and Eve were in before the tree, before the fall.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on with me. Look at Genesis, the third chapter. Verse 1, it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. Now, is this about to be, it's about to be simplified.
Yes, sir.
Because I watched over the years, I've been able to be around in a supernatural atmosphere. And yes, I got a degree in accounting. I went to school. I went to college. But that was for a certain purpose.
Yes, sir.
The purpose of me going to college was not for me to be deep supernaturally. The purpose of me was going to college was how to deal in the natural.
All right.
But at times, there are times when my education don't help me deal in the natural. So I have to learn to go back to my former position or to embrace my former position. See, I ain't got nothing wrong with education. I ain't got nothing wrong with what, but it's got to stay in this place.
Right.
Now watch this. It's about to be very simple. It's about to be serious. And it ain't going to take me long either. Very simple. All right. They say the serpent was more subtle. All right. So watch this. Now, Adam and Eve at that moment were in their former, in their right position on what Jesus redeemed us back to, the former position. That's where they were. They were in a place to where they weren't trying to be deep. They were being taken deep.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Now the question is, what stopped them from going deeper?
Okay.
And watch this. You cannot consistently blame the devil.
Right.
See, when you consistently blame the devil, you give him the power.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, sir.
I ain't say he wasn't trying to influence you.
Uh-huh.
But don't blame him for your decisions. All right, now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 1, he said, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God knoweth that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Watch this. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now, there's only one thing that changed from before eating off the tree to after eating off the tree. Okay. Only one thing changed. The one thing that changed was their mindset. Right. The devil didn't do it to them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The devil didn't do it to them. It was the mindset change. What? All right, let's prove it. Good. They said that that the Bible said they were naked.
Yeah.
Right? Then after they ate off the tree, it said they realized.
Yeah.
They were already naked.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But after they ate off the tree, their mindset changed.
Yes.
Listen, you're going to have to. Now watch it. Here's the thing. Now, Satan didn't change their mindset.
Right.
Satan didn't change their mindset. Uh-huh. They changed their own mindset.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, why did their mindset change? Their mindset changed because they decided to change the source of their information.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They decided to change their source of information.
Yeah.
So that's when everything changed for them.
Yeah.
Your mindset is what stops you from having supernatural experiences.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's not the devil. The devil can't stop nothing supernaturally.
Right.
It is the mind, your mindset. So how should my mindset be? I'm glad you asked. Number one, you must have a pure heart. Go to Matthew's, the 5th chapter. You must have a pure heart. Anybody know what's another word for heart?
Soul.
You must have a pure soul.
Yep, yep, yep.
You must have a pure soul, a clear conscience.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you don't tell me you can't have one because Christ redeemed us.
Yes, yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we can have a pure conscience. Watch this. Now watch this. Watch how simple the Beatitudes. Watch how simple this is. Go to Matthew's. Matthew's the 5th chapter. Matthew's the 5th chapter. Matthew's the 5th chapter, verse 8. Blessed are the what?
Pure
in heart, pure in soul, pure in mind.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
For they shall see God.
Yes, sir.
So that means, watch this now, if that's the case, that means if my soul, if my mindset is not pure towards God,
right.
I won't be able to see him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I won't be able to see when he moves.
Yeah.
I can't go no deeper because I can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
See, God was willing to share everything he had with God. Watch this. People don't realize what happened to Adam. Adam, when God brought those animals to Adam, Adam was so in tune to God.
Yeah.
Him and God was on the same wave frequency. To where Adam was thinking. And God said, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to call it. Because God could trust Adam. Because he knew Adam ain't have no ulterior motives. He knew Adam wasn't for himself.
Yes, sir.
You must have a pure heart. Because the supernatural is unlimited in a power and abilities.
Yes, sir.
So God can't let us loose in unlimited power and ability if we can't be trusted.
All right, good. Yes, sir. Good. Yes, sir.
Simple scriptures, Romans 12. a supernatural life, living a supernatural life is easy. You just got to get your mindset right.
Yes, sir.
You got to get your mindset right. You got to get out of survival mode into thriving mode.
Yes, sir.
See, most of us want the supernatural when we're trying to survive. But when you switch from surviving to thriving, it's a mindset you switch from. See,
right.
what you're going through don't mean you ain't thriving.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's your mindset telling you ain't thriving.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Romans the 12th chapter, verse 2. Be ye not what? Conform to this world. But be ye what?
Transformed.
That means that I am responsible for thinking a certain way.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Be ye not conformed to the world. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I have to take the written word of God and transform my mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, this is why it's important. See, look, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
A workman
need not be ashamed
doing what?
Rightly
dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
See, that's the purpose of the fivefold ministry gifts. Turn to Ephesians 4 chapter. The purpose of the fivefold ministry gift is to help you rightly divide the word.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
The fivefold ministry gift ain't gonna divide the word for you.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The fivefold ministry gift is not gonna divide the word for you. They are to help you divide the word.
Yes, sir. Right.
See, it don't matter how much I know.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
It doesn't matter how much apostle know. The question is, what do you know?
Right.
It doesn't matter how much your pastor know. The question is, what do you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on, sir.
Right. See, so I have to become responsible for rightly dividing the word.
Yes, sir.
I have to become responsible. For my life, I have to become responsible. In Romans 12 and 2, there's an understood you there. It says, you be not conformed to this world. You be transformed because you got to renew your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes,
sir. See, the supernatural is there for us to have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not a second missing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Don't tell me. Nope. Don't tell me you can't go there.
Right.
Because I just told you you're redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
You are a spirit. You should be more acclimated to the supernatural than you are the natural.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
Go with me to Jonah. Say, man, he picked Jonah. Watch this. Talking about your mindset in the supernatural. God is not trying to make it difficult for you to be in the supernatural. God ain't trying to make you jump through a whole bunch of hoops to get in the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Listen, he created Adam and watch this. He created Adam in his image and blew his spirit into Adam. Uh-huh. Adam came here supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It was their mindset that pulled them into the natural.
Yes, sir.
You got to get used to being in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
More than you are in the natural. And listen, nowadays, you ain't got time to be playing with this natural world.
Yes.
Listen, they are confused.
Yes.
First it was 30 days till we get rid of it. Now is you don't have to wear masks. Then you need to wear masks. Now because you got the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. Now they don't know. You got the vaccine, you need to wear a mask, whether you got the vaccine or not. They don't know. They don't know.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the supernatural. I believe it's in the book of Numbers where the children of Israel, the camp got hit with snakes.
Right.
And God told Moses what to do.
Right.
He told Moses, get a brass snake, put it up on a stick.
Yeah.
And whoever look on the stick, they get bit by a snake, they ain't gonna be suffering.
Right.
See, now your mind, somebody come tell you, if you don't have your mind renewed, you don't have your mind renewed, you're conforming.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if a word from God comes that don't conform to the world system, you won't be able to recognize it because your mind ain't renewed.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because you want to put the responsibility of your renewed mindset on your leader.
Yeah.
It is not your leader's responsibility to renew your mind. It is the responsibility of the fivefold to put us in the position for the supernatural, but we got to access the Holy Spirit to go deep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Jonah, God is so merciful. He's so gracious. He's not trying to keep us out of the supernatural. God is bending over backwards to get us into the supernatural. He sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross so you can live a 100% supernatural life.
Yes, sir.
Now the word of the Lord, Jonah 1:1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. How many know you can't run from the presence of the Lord? So they got to a point to where, the ship started having some problems, some turmoil and was not. And they woke Jonah up. Now, this is why they woke Jonah up. They woke Jonah up because they knew where Jonah was from.
All right.
Jonah got up. They said, man, why are you sleeping? All this going on, you sleeping. He said, I'm a Hebrew. Watch what he says. He said, I fear God. He said, I fear God. So watch this. Jonah had a pure heart toward God.
Right.
He just didn't do what God wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right. See, that's the importance of having a pure heart.
Yes, sir.
When you have a pure heart towards God, you can make mistakes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When you're trying to follow, when you're trying to have a pure heart toward God, when you're trying to live for God, when you're trying to do everything God asked you to do, some things you, listen, you're human. Some things you just, God, I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to maintain a pure heart.
Right.
Because a pure heart always is ready to shift.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Watch what happens. Now watch what happens. Look at verse 9. He said unto them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which had made, verse 9, which had made the sea and dry land. So they got even more scared. Watch this. He get to verse 17. Here we go. He get to verse 17. You know, he done fessed up. He said, okay, the lot done fell on me. Y'all go ahead and throw me off. I'm the one causing y'all problems. Verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish. How many days?
3 days.
And?
3 nights.
Why you think it took 3 days? His mind. It was his mind. Now, here's the wonderful thing I want you to get out of this. God is so merciful and so graceful that God will wait on us till we get our minds right.
Come on now.
You know, you. He ate him. God, first of all, God created the fish to go get him.
Yeah.
See, some of us feel like we're in the belly of the whale. But it's actually God protecting us till we decide to get our mind right. Until you decide to be supernatural, I'm going to protect you from yourself. I can't let you go no further, because what I have destined for you to go is going to take you to being in the supernatural. It's going to take you to realize I got to be in the supernatural 100% of the time. So I'm going to keep you right here until you get your mind right and decide I'm going to be supernatural. Go to chapter 2. Look at verse 7. He said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe in live vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee. I will sacrifice unto thee. With the voice of thanksgiving, I will pay that I have vowed. Yeah. I'm making my mind up. Yeah. Salvation is of the Lord. Yeah. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. All right? Now watch this. Chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. Is God not merciful?
Yeah.
Is God not graceful?
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, God is not trying to keep you from your destination. If you ain't where you know you're supposed to be, God has you in a holding pattern until you decide I'm going to be supernatural.
That's good.
See, that Satan keep trying to make you think he's more powerful than he really is. Matter of fact, Paul said this now, and I love it. He said that Satan that took your power from you, ran around the corner and come back and using it on you. Are we going to believe when Jesus said he got up with all power in his hands?
Yeah.
When what is all power? All power means there ain't no other power that can deal with the power that's in his hands.
Right.
And he gave it to us.
Yeah.
But it is our mindset.
Yeah.
It took Jonah 3 days to get his mind right.
Yeah.
God, because watch this, God ain't changing his plans.
Right.
God ain't changing your destination.
Right.
He's not changing it. He's just going to sit there and wait until you decide to be supernatural. Not only is God merciful, not only is he gracious. Watch this. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. When you decide to be supernatural, everything about you got to follow. All right. Watch what it says in Romans, the 12th chapter, in the first verse. Go down. Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse. There's an understood you in there too. I beseech you, brother, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is something you got to do. God ain't doing this for you.
Right.
Satan trying to stop you from doing this.
Right.
Don't tell me you can't do it because you're redeemed.
Yes. Right. Right. Right.
I have to have a pure heart.
Yes.
I have to seek first.
Yeah.
Yes. What is it? You got to have the life.
Yeah.
Then the lifestyle.
Yeah.
The life.
Uh-huh.
Then the lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
The life, then the lifestyle. You decide that it's your, just like Adam decided what the animals are going to be.
Yes, sir.
You have a right to decide how your life going to be.
Yeah.
Are you going to be natural or supernatural?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're designed to be supernatural.
Yes, sir.
But if you won't be natural, that's your choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I choose to be supernatural.
I choose to be supernatural.
I'm going to have a pure heart towards God. Anytime Satan comes in and tries to get you to put something or somebody or some event before God, it's your decision.
Yeah.
It has to be your decision.
Yeah.
To say, no, I'm not going to let this happen.
Right.
See, all you got to do is decide. The Holy Spirit is going to take you deep.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is decide. Don't worry about how I'm going to get deep. Don't worry. When you decide, you're going to get deep.
Yes, sir.
Jonah, watch this. Jonah was running running away from God in the supernatural.
Come on.
You can't tell me that he'd been in the belly of a whale ain't supernatural.
Right.
And then he was in the belly of the whale for 3 days until God told him, until he decided to make his mind up.
Right.
That happens because he had a pure heart toward God, because notice what he said he did when his soul fainted.
Yeah.
He remembered.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right, pure heart, right?
Yes, sir.
Second thing you're going to have to do in order to consistently live 100% of the time in the supernatural is you're going to have to mature.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You're going to have to mature.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's get this straight. Let's define what maturity is, because maturity ain't what you think it is. Maturity ain't what you think it is.
Right.
Go with me to 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Praise God. 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. He says, verse 1, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. stewards of the mysteries of God, all right? Now watch this. He said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man or woman be found faithful. Ministers of Christ, verse 1, and stewards of the mysteries. Stewards of the mysteries of God. The Apostle Paul saying in that scripture, we have control of stuff we don't know yet. Now, it's going to take you understanding true maturity. Maturity in the natural is the accumulation of knowledge. You live, you learn. You live, you learn. That ain't how that work in the supernatural.
Okay.
That's not how that work in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Maturity works in the supernatural by your ability to adjust to the voice of God. See, it's not based on what you know. It's based on, can you make adjustments? Can you recognize the voice of God? That's what Romans 12 and 2 is really talking about. Why we got to renew our mind so that you can recognize.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
See, by you just going through the... See, just going to church ain't working no more. So now, if just going to church ain't working no more, if that ain't working no more, then you better be following somebody leading that church that know what they doing. Because just going to church ain't working no more. If I go to church, I need to be knowing something. I need to be learning something. I need to be able to, when I walk away, I need to be able to rightly divide.
Yes, yes, sir.
You know, in 1 Samuel 22, it says David escaped to the cave of Adullam. And it had a group of people that joined themselves to him.
Right.
See, if you have a leader that fits in this world system, run.
Run. Lord,
yes, sir.
If you got a leader saying the same thing the world system say, run. If you have a leader that's saying exactly what the world system's saying, you need to run, because the world system already showing us they don't know what to do.
So why
should I sit in a church?
Yeah.
Why should you sit in a church
that's
repeating what the world system says?
Right. Right. Right.
Come on. When you have access to unknown things,
right.
All you got to do is decide to be supernatural.
Yeah.
Don't worry about trying to be deep.
Right. Yes, sir.
Just make your mind up that I'm going to be supernatural. John 2 and 5. Whatever he says to you, see, rightly dividing the word of truth is simply meaning that I'm going to understand God's word so I'll be able to clearly recognize his voice. Watch this. The reason why you got to recognize God's voice, because God's voice ain't coming always like you want.
Right.
And ain't gonna always come through the method that you want.
Right.
You got to be able to recognize the voice.
Yes, sir.
You got to be able to recognize the voice. See, some of y'all want y'all leader to decide for y'all, should I take the vaccine or should I not? That ain't for them to decide for you. You supernatural. You got to be able to go to heaven and say, God, is this what you want me to do? I don't care who else doing whatever they want to do. God, is this what you want me to do? 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. When you get a chance to go to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it says he gave some apostles, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, some prophets, some teachers for the perfecting of the church, so that the church can do the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. So they're given to us to help mature us.
Yeah.
All right, so watch what the apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Because you got to mature.
Yeah.
See, you got to lay hands on the sick. You got to do it. If you're going to be super, if you decide to be supernatural, you're going to have to lay hands on the sick. That's part of the job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's part of it.
Yes, sir.
So now if I got to lay hands, if you got to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, that means I got to better know to get myself healed.
Right.
Without me having to go run to somebody.
Right.
Come on now, I'm supernatural.
I'm supernatural.
I embrace my supernatural self.
I embrace my supernatural self.
1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and the 20. Let's see, that's not it. Let me find it right quick. I'm in 1 Corinthians. I'm in 2 Corinthians. Let me get there. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. and the 24th verse. This is the Apostle Paul talking to Corinthians. Now listen to what Apostle Paul said. He said, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith you stand. See, let's get the old English out the way. So by faith you stand. So the fivefold ministry gifts are to help us in our journey. For the joy that's set before us. They are to help us with our journey. They are to help us with our journey. Help us with our journey. Not walk it for us. See, if you notice that those men that joined themselves around David, if you read about the men, I think it was the 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. If you read about 1 Chronicles, where David was, they were right there with him. They had went through everything David went through, and watch this, and they matured with David. See, you got to get to a point where you're not connected because you don't know what to do. You're connected because that's what you want to do. Stop worrying about not knowing what to do, because you are a steward of mysteries. Of course, listen, can I let you on a little secret? Some of y'all don't. Your leader, he or she looks like they know what they always doing. A lot of times they don't.
100%.
But it is they deciding to be supernatural. So now, I can't have. It's going to be hard. Watch this. It's going to be hard on my leader if I keep letting my leader live 100% supernatural life and I don't. I'm going to become a burden.
Yes, sir.
I become a burden when I refuse to mature. When I refuse, I'll give you an example of maturity. Watch this. David learned something from Saul. Watch this now. David learned something from Saul. Do y'all remember how David would get into the presence of Saul?
He would play.
And why did he have to do that? Because he had an evil spirit, right? Right? So David had to come play for Saul to get off, to ward off evil spirits, right? David learned something from him. In 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, it said when David was depressed.
Come on now.
Huh? The Bible says he encouraged himself. Watch this. And what he did, come on now, hear me, this maturity. What did David play? He took an instrument, right?
Yeah.
If you go back and look at 1 Samuel 30, he didn't go get no instrument.
Right.
He got his ephod, which was his priestly garments. And he said he went to the presence of God and encouraged himself, which means he ain't need no band.
Right.
He ain't need nobody to lead him in praise and worship. If you always got to be led in praise and worship, you ain't mature. I'm not against praise and worship. I'm not against praise and worship leaders. Praise and worship leaders are for babies. Because I can get in the presence of God on my own. We got to grow up. Come on now. No, don't you lead. Don't you do that. Be seated. Don't you do that. Don't you walk away from here and say I'm against praise and worship leaders. That's a lie. That ain't what I said. I said praise and worship leaders are for babies.
Yes, sir.
Because David learned I can't be king and need somebody else to lead me in the presence. I can't be supernatural and always want somebody else to lead me in the presence of God. Because suppose that person ain't there.
Right.
See, we got to mature.
Yeah.
We got to mature. You can't stay at the same level. You can't stay at the same level. You got to be able to wake up in the morning with your ugly singing self.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
And can't get in the presence of God with your ugly voice. God ain't paying attention to none of that.
That's right. That's right.
He knew your voice was ugly when you started singing. He knew you couldn't sing. But still, you can't let a rock crowd in your place. I choose to be supernatural. I want to make sure I said, you may be seated. I want to make sure I say this. Maturity, I know I said it, but I want to say it again. Maturity in the natural is about what knowledge you accumulate.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Maturity in the supernatural is being able to adjust to the voice of God. Being able to adjust to the voice of God. Number three, this last one, number three. Number three, this one, it's not going to seem like it's spiritual or supernatural, but it is. You can't give a care what other people think. You can't give a care about what other people think about you being supernatural. Go over to Acts, the second chapter. You cannot care. You cannot care. If you worried about what the world system think, you will never be supernatural. I'm supposed to look different. I'm supposed to act different.
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to be. Look at Acts, the second chapter. Hurry up, Acts, the second chapter. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. I'm in verse 2. And I filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire set up on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this noise was abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galilean? And now we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and went out, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking, saying these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, and lifted his voice, and he said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, but it is the third hour of the day. Now, having read that, we got to switch this thing around, because we're so conformed to the world system that to them we look strange. To them we look strange. No. You should be so supernatural to where they look strange. Well, why are you doing it that way? They always ask you that. You can't care what people think. Sometimes you gotta say, well, why are you doing it that way? What God you serving that told you to do it that way?
Come on,
I know what my God told me.
Yeah.
What God you serving? Well, I got it from this person. Where you got? They know? No, they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
My God knows.
Yeah.
See, you got to get back in your former position.
Yeah.
To where? Watch this. If I look drunk to them, and I'm still sober, I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
See, you cannot, Jesus, see, what people don't realize about Jesus, Jesus was petty-like. Jesus was petty. Jesus was petty. One time they called him to come heal a girl, and they laughed him. They laughed, the Bible said, laughed and scorned, but the Bible said, and when he had put them out.
Right.
He met the woman at the well. He said, hey, I think it was your fourth husband. He said, you got five.
Yeah.
Just petty. It's petty. Just petty. Walk into the temple. He didn't like what was going on. He went outside quietly, made him a whip, went back in and whooped them all out of there. Jesus did not care. See, Jesus did not care. You have to get a point in your life where you don't care what the world system says. I do not care what the world... and this statement about their safety and the multitude, what is it? A multitude of counsel? You got to write, see, that's why you got to write and divide that.
Yeah.
You got to write and divide that. If the counsels ain't safe.
Right.
If the counsel ain't safe.
Yeah.
Why are you going to get some information from an unsafe counselor? Because all they're doing is giving you unsafe information.
Yeah.
Counselors mean those that's supposed to be educated and have all the wisdom.
Yes.
If they're coming from a place of unsafety,
right.
They don't know what to do. Why are you listening to them?
Right.
So sometimes you're going to have to walk in the Garden of Gethsemane by yourself. Because
yeah.
I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
One time I was sitting at a function. We went to a function. It was honoring a man of God. And we're sitting at a function, apostle, and Tom was sitting at the head table, and Chantel and I were sitting at a table. We was eating and whatnot. And see, you cannot care. If you go walk 100% in supernatural, you cannot care what people think about you.
Right.
You cannot care. Right. We were sitting at a table, and all of a sudden this guy was sitting there as a Christian function. He said, "I feel the Lord want to tell you something." I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay." He said, now I know what God has spoke to me. So let me see if he gonna confirm this.
Yes,
or he gonna be off.
Yeah.
Okay, brother, what you got to tell me? He said, the word of the Lord says that within the next year, you're going to start a church in this such and such place. I said, brother, and I told him just like that, I said, brother, you might have a right word, but you got the wrong person. And I sat at the table and kept eating my soup.
Eating my soup.
See, you can't care what other people. See, you got to know what God told you. I don't care what everybody else do. As for me and my house, we gonna be supernatural.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna let me close with this. Why is it so important that you have a pure heart, that you mature, and that you not care what other people think? Go with me to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, real quick. I'm closing here. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Watch this. Let me get to it because I had it highlighted in my 1 Corinthians 12th chapter. And now watch this. We've been reading the scripture all week in prayer, morning and night. These gifts of the Spirit, you need to not try to study how they work, know they exist, and find out about them. Read about these gifts. Study to get familiar with them. Because remember now, is you not going to work them.
Right. Yes, sir.
But you're gonna have to have a pure heart.
Yes.
God gonna be able to trust you, mature. And you sure not gonna be able to care what people say around you, because the gifts are gonna have you doing some strange things.
Yeah. Right, sir.
In this day and age, you need the gifts operating in your life. You don't just need the gifts operating in your leader's life.
Right.
You need the gifts operating in your life. Watch this. Look at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to?
Amen.
To what?
Profitable.
It's for your benefit. Now, don't y'all walk out of here another time talking about the Spirit gonna do as he will. That ain't what that means. What that means, let me read it. I'm not gonna rush, I wanna read it. Look what it says, verse 11. It said, but all these worketh the one, and the self-same, meaning that all the gifts work by the same Spirit.
Yes.
All right? Y'all, you listening?
Yes.
And the self-same Spirit divided to who?
Yes.
severally as he will. That doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit gonna do it when he want to do it. That means I'm in the supernatural 100% of the time. So the Holy Spirit chooses which one he's gonna use.
All right.
Come on, catch that. Some of y'all missed that. It's not Holy Spirit using it as he wills. That's him choosing which one he's going to use through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I got to be 100% ready, 100% all the time, 100% supernatural, because I'm open to all nine of them.
All nine. Yes, sir.
And I ain't picking which one I'm using. Holy Spirit, you pick the one you want to use, but you're going to use one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That has to be your everyday life. That has to be your, that you have to, you, your mindset has to be, I can operate these gifts every day. And listen, if you're going to be a steward of the mysteries, these gifts going to have to operate.
Yes, sir.
Because you can wake up in the morning not knowing what the day going to bring, but the Holy Ghost knows what the day going to bring.
Yeah.
So when you get up in the morning and decide to be supernatural, the world says it can bring on what it wants, because I am a steward of the mysteries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And whatever I need to know, I'm going to know it at that time. God is going to put a word in my mouth that the enemy will not be able to resist or gainsay. Because I choose to be supernatural. See, you have to get comfortable with the gifts. I'll never forget one time, Chantel and I had to bring Leroy to the hospital and emergency room, because his breathing wasn't right. And the emergency room doctor walked in. He looked at Leroy, he said, Leroy was about 3 or 4 at the time. He said, oh, this don't look good. Man, Chantel looked at this doctor like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be tripping. She hit the wall and slid down. And I stood there for a minute because, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing us back up. Luke 21:19. Write this down. This is important. Luke 21:19. Jesus was never in a rush.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus was never in a rush.
Yes, sir.
Satan may make you seem like you got to get a rush to answer, but that's him trying to fool you.
Right.
Jesus was never in a rush. Luke 21:19. It says, in your patience, possess you your what?
Soul.
Possess you your soul. Your mind.
Yeah.
Possess your thoughts.
Yeah.
So that you can calm things down, so that you can realize I'm supernatural.
Right. Yes, sir.
So I stood there for a moment. He walked out, and I got a word of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Word of knowledge. This is the word of knowledge. The Lord said, that's not how this is going to go down.
Yes.
He said, this is an emergency room doctor. All he see is trauma. So he walked in here on his mind, trauma, the worst situation. Don't worry about this. I got this under control. 30 minutes later, we went upstairs and got him in the pediatric room. The nurse came in, looked at his chart and said, oh, we're just going to give him a pre-treatment. He's going to be out here in the morning. Now, we went from. But because I was able to operate in the gifts, I let the Holy Spirit choose which one he's going to use to bring me up to speed. See, this is why you need the gifts operating in your life. Because if you give the Holy Spirit time, remember I said, it's not your job to be deep. It is your job to be positioned. I'm supernatural. The Holy Spirit is going to take you deep. The gifts will operate in your life on a daily basis. Don't you walk out here thinking of time as the Spirit wills, meaning some days he want to, some days he don't want to. That's not what that's saying. It's saying that when you're in a situation, you let him choose which gift he's going to flow through you. And you'll be open to all nine of them.
All nine of them. Yes, sir.
How many see what I'm saying?
I choose
to be supernatural. I will not live
just another natural day
in my life.
I choose to be supernatural
100% of the time. When
other people think I'm in the natural,
I know I'm in the supernatural.
I am supernatural.
You got anything, sir? All right, sir. You may be seated. I'm good, sir. You may be seated. Praise God. I don't care if you're a baby Christian, if you just got born again yesterday. You have to realize I am supernatural.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to let my mind stop me from being supernatural. Do you know the only reason why Jesus came was because somebody couldn't control their mind?
Come on.
Because Adam and Eve couldn't control their mind, that's why Jesus had to come.
Yeah.
You are in control of your mindset. That's why Satan is always attacking you with thoughts. That's why you can't be looking on the outside.
Right.
That's why you can't be always looking on the outside situation. I don't care what they're saying on the news. I don't care how many variants come.
Yeah, right.
I am supernatural.
Yes, sir.
X, Y, and Z variant can come. I am supernatural. The economy can fall. The bottom of it can fall out. I don't care because I am supernatural. I'm not going to allow this world system another day to dictate my outcome. I am supernatural. Go ahead and be seated.
When he say I'm supernatural. And then he says, I'm not going to let the world dictate to me anymore. I want y'all to shout on that. Just shout on that. Just shout. I ain't going to let the world dictate to me. Come on, y'all shout about that. Shout about that. The church in charge. The church in charge. The church in charge. Jesus in charge.